couple of good drinks, a couple of bad drinks, a couple of gross drinks, and then some Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its definitely seem to be the snack of the weekend. People love those fucking Cheez-Its.
What did they, did they just have packets of, or were there bowls? Because you wouldn't want to be like...
They're both. There were bowls of Cheez-Its in the Capri Lounge.
No. No, I can't. Okay.
And then there were, in and Mac from Florida gave out packets of, of Cheez-Its.
I don't think I could share a bowl of Cheez-Its with strangers.
Anyway.
I don't know where their hands have been.
You know what? You're drinking alcohol right after it. What do you care? And it's like, you're going to suck a dick, but you're going to be a, weird about a fucking Cheez-It.
Be weird about a Cheez-It.
Jesus Christ. So, anyway, I think you should take that clip. I think that should be the clip on Big Fatty's show.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You're going to suck a dick, but you're going to be a, weird about a fucking Cheez-It.
Be weird about a Cheez-It.
Jesus Christ.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4700 of BFO for Thursday, the 12th of February, 2025, 2026. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. Big Fatty, first you forget the number three fan, and then you forget what year we're in. It's not going well. And to us, Big Fatty, to you, Tua. Is that like hot Tua? No, I don't think so. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're 2-2. Because, that's because the original host of The Wheel, that Chuck Woolery, Charles Woolery, y'all, he went on to host different other quiz programs, but one of them was the Love Connection, and y'all, that's what this music is from, our Big Fatty quiz program, Love. I'm concluding the book club selection, Elfie. And y'all, this book was about the Elphaba, the Wicked Witch of the West. It was about her early years as a child and the things that she went through and different things as she went along that can be reflected later on in her life. And y'all, the ending part of it, y'all, they were in a they were all down in a city named the Ovals, down in Quadling Country, which is kind of south of Munchkin Land and the Emerald City. Yes, we can. And y'all, there she worked for a clothier, and he taught her how to sew wings together and for different outfits and all. And y'all, in the books, Elphaba, she sewed the wings on the first monkey. That's how the monkeys ended up with wings. So that's a kind of a precursor to all of that. And y'all, I mentioned that while she was working in that dress shop, you know, the window got broken and there was a young boy that, was, kind of flirty with her and, you know, she'd have nothing of it, nothing of it. But, anyway, y'all come to find out, that, he didn't have long to live and, he would go to an area, where Elphaba had seen these baths in this, it's kind of like a sunken garden or something like that. And she runs into those baths later on in life also. The boy was dying, and he would go there on occasion, you know, just to kind of a place for him to just kind of enjoy some peace and quiet and all. And Elphaba would go by there every once in a while. And one time he was there, and y'all, he was kind of like from the hoity-toity high society. And so he had had a good education, and you know, Elphaba was trying to learn by listening to the school lessons outside the windows and everything. Well, anyway, he ended up teaching her different things, and it didn't become a humpity bumpity kind of relationship, but they grew close. And y'all, in the end, they had to leave the Ovels, or the what did I call it? Yeah, I think it was Ovels, they went on the road, and y'all, they were trying to find the relatives of this turtle dove, except that's not it. That wasn't his name. It's turtle something. But he was a glass blower, and y'all they eventually found some of his relatives and all, but he had done the humpity bumpity with Elphaba's mother, and he was the father of Shell, which was the third child behind Nessa Rose and Elphaba. But the hoity-toity boy, his uncle ran into Elphaba. They had gone to another city after finding turtle dove. It's not turtle dove, but anyway, it's turtle something. It may have been turtle love. No, it wasn't that either. But anyway, and y'all, the uncle of the boy was there, and he saw Elphaba, and told Elphaba that the boy had passed away and all, but he had been told by the boy and by the dress shop owner that Elphaba should go and study at Shiz, which is the universitarium that she goes to in the movies and everything, in the books. And he helps finance her to go to Shiz, and she learns the lessons and everything. And y'all, that answers a lot of questions. It doesn't answer all of them by any means, but y'all, it was a good read, and I highly encourage you, if you have any interest in the Wicked series, check out Elfie also. Yes, Big Fatty! See, y'all, I don't guess we can put it off any longer. You know, that Kathy Marshall out there in the San Francisco is once again sponsoring the So-So Question Month during February. And y'all, we've gotten a couple of entries here, and I guess we ought to give the So-So Question Desk something to do. So here's our first So-So Question.
Big buddy, it's the Popo. And I have a so-so question for so-so question month, which is the shortest month of all the question months. Are you the youngest person at senior size? Inquiring minds want to know.
Bye. Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, is the Flopfo. And Flopfo, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely, so-so question. Well, you know, there may be a couple of folks in their 60s that are a little bit younger than me, but for the most, I would guess I'm in the top five of the youngest people in there, if not the top three, but absolutely a so-so question. Y'all, speaking of senior size, y'all at the class, at the end of the class that we always get together in a circle, and, you know, everybody says, do you have any news or anything? And y'all, after everybody had said their thing, I stepped into the middle of the circle, and I said, just so you all know, because I know this is this has been on your mind, I preferred Doc Chocolates for Valentine's Day. You ain't right.
Hey, fart pants. This is the Laughing Buddha, the number one fan for 2025. I just wanted to get one last call in as the number one fan. And I also have a so-so question. So cue the music.
Big Fatty, didn't he hear you play it?
So my so-so question is, do you like oatmeal? How do you turn this thing off?
Fatty, y'all, that, of course, is the Laughing Buddha, a former number one fan of the BFO for 20 and 25. Yo, by the way, I put on the Mrs. La 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 Lauren. You know, she's the number one fan for 2026. She says, "Oh, I accept my award," I accept my crown. And y'all, I meant to respond by saying, "Does that mean you're crowning?" And y'all, the end didn't come out, so it looked like, "Does that mean you're crowing?" So I don't know if Mrs. La 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 Lauren was crowning or not. Fatty, best left untold. No, I don't like oatmeal. I don't like oatmeal cookies. I'll eat them and I'll eat oatmeal, but I'd much rather have absolutely a so-so question. Oatmeal, how more so-so can you get? But I'd rather have a big old bowl of grits with real butter and some red-eye gravy or salt and pepper or all of the above. But Laughing Buddha, thank you so much for the call. And y'all, I got one more so-so question. Y'all, this one is so-so-so that, y'all, it's from my youngest daughter. She couldn't even be bothered. To call it in. She sent an e-letter. Couldn't be bothered to call it in. So that makes it so-so-so-so. And she says, when you make your Italian Mussolini spaghetti, do you mix the pasta with the sauce or put the sauce on top of the pasta before serving? Love you, Pops. Well, Nessa, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always, this wasn't a call, it was an e-letter. I'd love to get a call from you sometime, but anyway, I know you couldn't be bothered. That's how the kids do. You know, they grow up and they move on, and you're just an afterthought. First of all, Nessa, there are two very distinct distinctions here. According to the Hatterina, it's Italian Mussolini spaghetti if you have the noodles separate from the sauce. Now, if you combine the noodles with the sauce, it's an entirely different meal. An entirely different meal that the Hatterina referred to as the Spanish stew. Now, y'all, I don't know what made it Spanish or what made it stew. But it was this. I think it just meant that she didn't have enough noodles for everybody to have separate noodles from sauce. But y'all, that's the Spanish stew. Big Fatty, better than the Spanish flu. It's true. So anyway, y'all, I do want to go over to the BFO here a second, because y'all, there was a post. You know, there was a post from the Dr. Stone, and he said, oh, wait a minute. Let me see where it is. Y'all, there's all kinds of comments. But here it is right here. Y'all, by the way, Mrs. La 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 Lauren, you know, she's the number one fan of the BFO for 2026. She now has declared herself the number one 555 fan. And she says, did Dr. Stone give you that heart health calendar? No, he didn't. But y'all, Dr. Stone, you know, once he learned he was the number three fan, he immediately posted, I knew this thing wasn't rigged. I always said these were fire elections, honest as the day is long. Hashtag clean hands, hashtag nothing to see here. And you know, then that Casey and Harley, we thought we were going to be the number three fan. Well, you weren't. So did y'all even enter? I don't know. But anyway, lovely to hear from both of them. But y'all, there was a comment over there from Patty. Patty Bacon, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty's live most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
I see, and y'all, that Patty Bacon, she posted over there at the WWW. Y'all, I think this may be her first post, although I may be wrong. It says, Ole, Big, you know, that's hello backwards. It's me, Patty Bacon from Needraba, North Dakota. Ole, you know, Aberdeen is Needraba spelled backwards. While today may be National Peppermint Patty Day, don't forget International Patty Bacon Day is coming soon. Remember, I'm exactly 1 week older than my cousin. I'm looking forward to turning 30. Toodles, Patty. First of all, Patty, thank you so much for the information. I've added you to the mock-in calendar. Now, Patty, since you were born at the end of February, and you're a week older than Miss Bacon, you know, her celebration is on March the 3rd. You know, that's also the full moon. So if it was is your birthday on the 24th or the 25th? Because, you know, sometimes there's a leap year. And I've put you down for the 24th, but I've probably fucked that up. But anyway, Patty, lovely. Loved it to see a post by you over there at the BFO. And oh dear gosh, y'all, let's see. Y'all, I've got a coupon here, but y'all didn't buy much, but I'll tell you about it tomorrow. Y'all, I'm... the next book I've already started. Y'all, I'm just reading The Wizard of Oz, the first in the series of Oz books. And, y'all, it's different than the movie as well, so in different ways. So I'm enjoying it. Yes, Big Fatty, doesn't take much, does it? No, it doesn't. Y'all... at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the mix. And Daniel, what do you think Big Fatty should have embroidered on a pillow?
You're going to suck a dick, but you're going to be weird about a fucking cheese.
Be weird about a cheese.
Jesus Christ.
Big Fatty, that would take entirely too long. No.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com.
Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.